Part 2. Pull. Sidra. Sorting tech supplies was boring, but boring had become preferable. Boring meant there was nothing to worry about. Boring was safe. Sidra logged inventory as she worked. 7 bolts. She placed them in their bin. 2 tethering cables. She placed them in their bin. 1 regulator grid. Or, wait. Pepper! She called, craning the kit's head toward the workshop door. 1 sec! Pepper called from the front counter, shouting over her welding torch. The security shield around the shop had been flickering when they got in that morning. Probably just some wiring that wore out, Pepper said. But it bothered Sidra enough that her host had wasted no time in starting repairs. Over the past 26 days, Sidra had been particular about locking doors, closing windows, avoiding customers she hadn't seen before. She felt it best to volunteer for boring jobs that kept her in the workshop, out of sight. Sorting supplies fit the bill, and it was a task that Pepper was always happy to relinquish. The torch hissed quiet, and Pepper stuck her head through the doorway. What's up? Sidra showed her the part in the kit's hand. I don't know what this is. That, Pepper said, squinting, is an overload buffer. Sidra made record of that. Where should I put it? Pepper looked over her hand-labeled bins. Just toss it in with the other regulators. I'll remember it's there. She smirked at Sidra. And so will you. The kit smiled as Sidra filed away the overload buffer's location into her workshop storage log. I will. There was a pause. So, Pepper said, clearing her throat. Blue and I were thinking about closing up shop and doing something fun tomorrow. Sidra didn't reply. They're having an adults-only day at the bounce house, Pepper continued hopefully. Only takes an hour to get up there, and it's real kick in the pants. Sidra knew of the bounce house, a giant zero-G playground housed in a low-orbit satellite. She'd seen its designated shuttle port near the undersea station at Kukesh, seen the big flashing sign that pictured a laughing, multi-species group of youngsters diving through ringed obstacle courses and playing with globs of floating water. It did look like fun. She'd already guessed what Pepper was going to say next. You want to come with? Sidra picked up another part, an air tube, and put it in its bin. I think I'll just stay home, she said, forcing the kit to smile. You two have a good time. Pepper started to say something, but she swallowed it, her eyes sad. Okay, she nodded. I'm going to order lunch soon. Do you want... Hello? A voice called from the counter. Be right there, Pepper called back. She squeezed the kit's shoulder and headed out. What can I... Oh, hi. Sidra couldn't see what was going on, but the shift in Pepper's tone was palpable. All at once, Sidra's pathways were on edge. Was there trouble? Was she in trouble? Pepper's voice and the others spoke to each other in a hush, too low for Sidra to pick up. She leaned in, straining to hear. I told you, she heard Pepper say. I'm not her keeper. She's her own person. That's totally up to her. Sidra's curiosity overpowered her concern about the unknown, and slowly, slowly, she peeked around the edge of the door. A pair of eyes looked past Pepper as soon as she did so. It was Tack. Hi, Tack said, with an awkward, human-style wave of her hand. Her expression was friendly, but her cheeks told a different story. She was nervous, unsure. The sight did nothing to slow Sidra's processes down. Sidra looked to Pepper, who didn't look so sure about this either. Her face was neutral, but unnaturally so, and a flush of tense red heated her skin. The Aeluon wasn't the only one changing color, and Sidra understood why. Pepper did not take kindly to situations she wasn't in control of, and she knew Tack had a trump card in her pocket. This was Pepper's shop, Pepper's territory, yet here was someone whose lead she had to follow. "Sidra," Pepper said, her voice calm and tight. "Tack was wondering if she could have a word with you." The kit took a breath. "Okay," Sidra said. Tack held her satchel strapped tightly with one hand. Sidra could see the other trying not to fidget. "I was hoping somewhere private. A cafe, or..." Pepper's eyes snapped to Tack. "You're welcome to step into the back, if you want." The words were nonchalant, but they weren't an invitation. Tack's talk box moved as she swallowed. Yeah, that's cool." The uneasy reddish yellow in her cheeks deepened. This wasn't how she'd pictured things either. "What's she doing here?" Sidra thought. All her other processes were idling. "I'll be right out here," Pepper said as Tack made her way back. She was looking at Sidra, but the words were meant for everyone present. Sidra felt the kit's shoulders relax, just a bit. Pepper was there. Pepper was listening. Tack entered the workshop. Sidra didn't know what to do. Was she a customer? A guest? A threat? She had directory after directory stuffed with different ways to greet people, but none of them applied. How did you treat someone whose intentions were unclear? They stood facing each other. Tack had the look of someone with a lot to say, but no idea where to begin. Sidra knew the feeling. "Would you like some mech?" Sidra said. She wasn't sure if that was the right way to start, but it was better than silence. Tack blinked. No, she said with surprised politeness. "No, I'm okay. Thanks." Sidra kept searching. "Do you want to sit down?" Tack rubbed her palms on her hips. "Yeah," she said, and took the chair offered. She exhaled audibly. "Sorry, this is weird." Sidra nodded, then considered. "Do you mean for you or for me?" "For both, I'm sure." Tack went dusky orange and pale green, too. Exasperated. Amused. I don't know where to start. I figured I'd know when I got here, but..." She gestured at herself. "Clearly not." The kit cocked its head. "I just realized something," Sidra said. "What's that?" Sidra paused, worried that she should have kept the thought to herself. Given Tack's reaction the last time they'd been together, she didn't want to draw attention to her synthetic nature, but there was no point in hiding it anymore, either. "Neither of us is speaking with an organic voice," Sidra said. Tack blinked again. A soft chuckle came from her talk box. "That's true. That's true." She thought for 3 seconds and gave a glance toward the door. Pepper was no longer welding, but she was doing something involving tools and metal, something rhythmic and punctuated, something you couldn't ignore if you were in earshot. Tack shifted her weight. "There is no way I can say any of this without sounding ignorant, but..." "Okay, stars, I'm really trying to not offend you." She frowned. "This is new for me. That's a poor excuse, but I mean, I've never had a conversation with an AI before. I'm not a spacer. I'm not a modder. I didn't grow up on a ship. I grew up down here. And here, AIs are just tools. They're the things that make travel pods go. They're what answer your questions at the library. There would greet you at hotels and shuttle ports when you're traveling. I've never thought of them as anything but that. Okay, Sidra said. None of that was an out-of-the-ordinary sentiment, but it itched all the same. But then you came into my shop. You wanted ink. I've thought about what you said before you left. You came to me, you said, because you didn't fit within your body. And that is something more than a tool would say. And when you said it, you looked angry, upset. I hurt you, didn't I? Yes, Sidra said. Tak rocked her head in guilty acknowledgement. You get hurt. You read essays and watch vids. I'm sure there are huge differences between you and me, but I mean, there are huge differences between me and a Harmagian. We're all different. I've been doing a lot of thinking since you left, and a lot of reading, and... She exhaled again, short and frustrated. What I'm trying to say is I think maybe I underestimated you. I misunderstood, at least. Sidra's pathways latched onto that, hard. Was Tak here to apologize? Everything that had been said pointed in that direction, and Sidra switched gears as fast as she could. I see, she said, still processing. Tak looked around the workshop, at the bins, the tools, the unfinished projects. This is where you work. Yes. Were you made here? Sidra gave a short laugh. No. No, Pepper and Blue are friends, that's all. They take care of me. They didn't make me. The kit leaned back in the chair, more at ease. I don't blame you for the way you reacted, she said. I'm not even legal, much less typical. And I really am sorry for what happened in the shop. I didn't know how the bots would affect me. Tak waved the concern aside. Nobody knows they're allergic to something until they try it. Sidra processed. The metallic banging out front had missed a few beats. This reevaluation of yours, does it extend to other AIs? Or do you merely see me differently because I'm in a body? Tak exhaled. We're being honest here, right? I can't be anything but. Okay, well. Wait, seriously? Seriously. Right. Okay, I guess I have to be honest too, then, if we're going to keep this fair. Tak knitted her long silver fingers together and stared at them. I'm not sure I would have gone down this road if you weren't in a body. No. I don't think it would have occurred to me to think differently. Sidra nodded. I understand. It bothers me, but I do understand. Yeah. It kind of bothers me, too. I'm not sure I like what any of this says about me. Tak glanced at the kit's arm. Faint lines marked where the tattoo had been. Pepper said they looked like scars, but they weren't. Not in the way that organic sapience meant. What are you made out of? Code and circuits, Sidra said. But you're asking about the body kit, not me. Tak chuckled. I suppose I am. Is your body real? Like something lab-grown, or... The kit shook its head. Everything I'm housed in is synthetic. Wow. Tak's eyes lingered on the pseudo-scars. Do those hurt? No, I don't feel physical pain. I know when something's wrong, either with my program or the kit. It's not an enjoyable experience, but it's not pain. Tak acknowledged that, still looking at the synthetic skin. I have so many questions I want to ask you. You've got me thinking about things I've never chewed on. It's not comfortable realizing that you've been wrong about something, but I suppose it's a good thing to do from time to time, And you seem like you have questions, too. You came to me because you thought I could help. Maybe I still can. So, if you don't think I'm a complete asshole, maybe we can try again. You know, being friends. I'd like that, Sidra said. The kit smiled. I'd like that a lot.